I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this is Simply Christ. God's amazing grace brought deliverance to my soul. Jesus took my sin away, and his blood has made me whole. People may wonder why we continuously preach freedom from sin through the blood of Christ. The answer is simple. Freedom from sin is the only answer that is offered in the gospel of Christ. Any other answer is no answer at all. Jesus did not say the truth will give you power over. He said the truth shall make you free. When people asked him to clarify what he meant, Jesus told them clearly that he had come to make them free from sin. That's John 8, verses 30 through 36. There is an analogy we use to give understanding concerning Jesus' promise to make you free. There is a man that shared his house with a wild, hungry lion. This man happens to be a lion tamer, so he knows how to keep the lion at bay. He seems to be in full control of the lion as he uses the tool of his trade, a whip and a chair. He can make the lion back away. He can make the lion sit. He has power over the lion. Yet, as great as this lion tamer is, there is one thing he cannot do. He can never close his eyes and rest. If he does, all his power over the lion becomes useless, and the lion tamer will be devoured. As long as he lives in this house, this man can have no rest until the lion is dead or until the lion is taken away. When that happens, he is finally free from the lion. The analogy above describes ever human religious effort to deal with sin in the human heart. The things that promise you control or power over sin are making a lion tamer of you. It will work as long as you are vigilant, determined, and never let down your guard. This power comes in the form of countless religious principles and how-to books which promise you victory as long as you follow their instructions perfectly. These principles are wrapped in Scripture, but they never bring you to the knowledge of the truth, as said in 1 Timothy 3 and 7. It always seems to work until it doesn't. The day you grow too weary or forget to keep one principle, you fail. It's a great walk for someone who doesn't want rest for their soul. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls." He said that in Matthew 11, 28 and 29. Do you see how different this is from being a lion tamer? Christ did not come, suffer, and die to give us power over sin. He came to take away our sins. We find that in 1 John 3 and 5 and John 1, 29. You do not need power not to do something when it is not in your heart to do it. Christ is not a lion tamer. He is the lion killer. He nailed our old man to his cross that the body of sin might be destroyed and that henceforth we should not serve sin. That's found in Romans 6, 6. Sin is the lion. Only when sin is washed out of your heart by the blood of Christ will you ever find rest for your soul. It is certain that Satan will attack those who stand for Christ, but these attacks are not a warfare with sin in our own heart. The war against sin in our own heart comes to an end when Jesus Christ takes our sin away. Why then, some may ask, did the Apostle Paul speak of our striving against sin? Well, what Paul actually said was, "You have not resisted unto blood striving against sin." That's Hebrews 12 and 4. He was speaking of the persecutions they suffered as they stood for Christ in a world filled with darkness. This striving against sin was standing for the truth of the gospel in a sin-filled world. They were striving against sin, not in their own hearts, but in the hearts of those who fought the gospel of Christ. Paul had, in fact, resisted unto blood many times while preaching the gospel. But those he wrote this passage to had not yet suffered to that extent. The simplicity of the gospel is that Christ washes sin out of the heart of those who believe the gospel and trust in him. This is how Christ makes them free. They are not as strong as the lion tamer. Neither are they as wise as the one who knows all the principles. They are not even as determined as the one who thinks they are perfecting themselves. They don't have to be, because Jesus Christ has made them free. Let me leave this with you. It is not the power of sin that destroys you, but the presence of sin. Where sin is present, it has power. But when, through the blood of Christ, sin is no longer present in your heart, it has no power whatsoever concerning you. This is the freedom that is promised in the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this has been Simply Christ. Though 10,000 angels sing, with every voice lifted,